Okay. We welcome back all those that are studying for the CPAs and hope that the hasmada that you have studying for CPAs will be an inspiration for everybody. I'm going to do the last piece of Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, but before that I'd like to speak out a Mishnah Melech, his Negeach HaZakis. And the reason I want to speak it out now is because we're going to come back to it later, and I don't want it to be a new concept plus, so I'd like to add one more idea to the list we have about Chazakis. I think we had 8 klolim, or 8 major topics on the sheet of paper that I gave out, and there's a 9th. The Mishnah Melech says a svara regarding Chazaka de Meikara. Let me tell you the case he's talking about, and we'll get to the aside. There's a machlekes in the Gemara in a case where somebody rents an apartment from a landlord, and they agree on a rent b'zeh haloshen. They say dinner echad lachaydesh, yud beis dinarim lashana. They say I have to pay a dinner per month and 12 dinarim for a year. That's the set amount of rent. So I'm sure you all realize what the problem is. What's the problem when you say dinner l'chaydesh should be dinarim l'shana? What? When you have 13 months, you have other sheni. What? If you say dinner l'chaydesh, then you have to pay 13 dinarim every year. And if you say you'd pay dinarim l'shana, then you only have to pay it base. If you would have said one lashon, that would carry. If the agreement was dinar l'chaydesh, you pay 13 dinarim. If only said you'd pay dinarim l'shana, then that would carry 12 dinarim a year. But they said both. In their agreeing, they shook hands on dinar echad l'chaydesh, you'd pay dinarim l'shana. So the Gemara, there's a machloikis. One man the Yama says twice Lashon Rishon. One man the Yama says that whatever you say first, that's what you mean. And the rest, people are just in the habit of talking too much. But their intention is clear from twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Tfisa, Tav Pei Samach. Twice Lashon Rishon. Yechap, what he said first. And the second man the Yama says, we'll call it Tfais Lashon Achrayin. Actually, second man the Yomer is Mesupik. If Tfais Lashon Rishon, Tfais Lashon Achrayin, there's the second man the Yomer is a tzad that no, Lashon Achrayin. He says a person's thinking about what he's saying. And if he changed, so he deliberately changed, then you could change your mind. Toich Kedei Dibur. Tfais Lashon Rishon, then he said Tfais he said first Dinu L'Chaydesh, then he said Yud Beis Nedar Mashana. It means that he meant to correct himself. So this is a machlaikis in the Gemara. I know it's in Rosh Hashanah, the stomach's elsewhere as well. A machlaikis, if you say Tfais Lashon Rishon, or you say Tfais Lashon Achrayin. Lehalacha, it's a Sveika Dedina. Now, the word Sveika Dedina, as we're going to discuss it today, Sveika Dedina means we're not sure how to pass it. It could be many reasons you could have a Sveika Dedina. Sometimes the Gemara says so. Gemara sometimes says teiku. Gemara says we don't know. And sometimes a machlokes where there's no clear psak. Could be it's a machlokes rishayim and not clear psak. It doesn't matter for today's discussion. Why? Sveika Dedina is we don't know. So the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Tzivos says that it's a Sveika Dedina. What do you do with a Sveika Dedina? So it would appear, what do you do when you have a suffix? You go baser the muzik. Muzik, what does that mean? If it's before the 13th month, then the landlord wins. He says, give me a dinner or get out. He's the muzik. It's his house. It's originally his house. And the other person's coming to rent here. So it's a suffix, and the person has a right at 13th month for free. So he could say, get out. On the other hand, if the 13th month already passed, And now the landlord comes and today him to bez and says, you owe me a dinner for Adar Sheni. Then the muzik is the tenant, and then the tenant wins. Why is he a muzik? Why is he a muzik? Explain. I mean, it's his house originally. He holds Sfiras Kaina, that's your name. If like it's a Sfiras Kaina, so he's saying a Kaina. Yes, he's good. I'm telling you what it says. Maybe he's going to my name, so he's saying a Kaina, or maybe it's a Sfar, I don't know. Not Shayach, Muzik, and Karka. Why is so? What do I want to call it? Marikama, I want to call it. What to call it? So call it Marikama. The Marikama, right? By suffix, by Cheskus Gimel Shanim, you give it to the Marikama. I'm not sure which word to use, but the person who had it originally is the suffix. The Mishnah Lamelech declares, if by Esfeka Divina, it makes sense to go Basar Chazaka Demeikara. Now it's true, you say Hamaytzi Mechaveira Elav Arayah, they say Kedidina. That is not a suffix. His Kshayla is this just working out to Mechaveira Elav Arayah? Or is it really a Chazaka Demeikara? The owner of the apartment, of the land or the house, it had it originally. The Nidain of the Mishnah Lamelech, this is Perek Zayin of Hilchos Sfiris in the Rambam, is a nidain in lamdis, not in psak. Psak would be clear anyway, in this case. The shaila is, by sveka tadina, do you go basa chazaka de meikar? What's the shaila? Till now, we didn't know if it has a hole in the lung, it doesn't have a hole in the lung. We know if he died, we know if he didn't die. We don't know if she's a psula, she's ice psula. It's a suffix de mitzias. By suffix de mitzias, we have a kabbalah chazaka de meikar of haskins. What about by a Sveka Dedina? Now, before I go Vaita, which way is the more Mestaver? Bashkofer Rishayna? Sveka Dedina should be which way? Suffolk and Psak. It's not a Suffolk and Lashon. Suffolk, Tanakama is one way, and it's a mayor of Yaisi is the second way. It's a Suffolk had a pastor. In the Mitzias, there's no Suffolk. In Psak Halacha is a Suffolk had a pasuk. That's the case. In Psak Halacha is a Shaya be pasuk like the first time and the second time. Could a Sveka Dedina be governed by the rule we're saying that by Svekas you go Basa Chazaka? I would say Pashtus, yes. What's the difference? I mean, why am I Mesubim? I don't know what to do, I go Basa Chazaka. Leave it where it is. See, that's part of the question. We still can leave it where it is. Is that because Hamaytzi Chayav Arayah, which leaves things where they are? There will be many nafkaminas. I'll tell you why. It's a nafkamina in the klal, and then maybe it'll be nafkaminas in other cases. By moment, there won't be any nafkamina because even if there's no chazaka to make kara playing a role, we don't have Hamaytzi Mamim Masaf. But in the lamdis of the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech is Mesupik. If by Sveka Dedina you go Basa Chazaka, and this is the tzad that you should not. There's a tzad you should, tzad you should. To me, the tzad you should is easy. A Safik, you go Basa Chazaka. The tzad Keneged, he says, how could Chazaka paskin a halacha? How could a Chazaka say the halacha is like Rebbe and not like Rebbe Yaisi? What does Chazaka have to do? It's a Shaila. Is the halacha this way? Is the halacha that way? A mitzias, I could say the Chazaka paskin dies that we assume the person's alive. In how could I say Chazaka paskin dies? We assume Rabbi Yossi is right and Ramei is wrong. It doesn't make sense. How could a Chazaka paskin dies a machlaikis? That's the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech tzad safik. If a Sveka Dedina is governed by the rules of Chazaka de Beikara. What? So you agree that it makes more sense, this tzad. The second tzad does make sense. The first tzad. The first tzad is that by sfeika d'dina, I don't know what to do. So I have to look up. What does the Torah say to do when you're mesupik?
The Torah doesn't say, I don't know what to do, so do this. I'm not telling you, I don't know what happens, and therefore, this is the problem that happens.
So that's the question, if that's true. Does Chazak just say, I don't know what happened, this is probably what happened? So there are many who argue it's not so. If I find a hole in the lung, it could have come a minute before Shechita, or it could have come a day before Shechita.
It probably happened
a morning before Shechita.
We're entitled to assume that's what happened.
We're entitled to assume. So I guess that's the question, how to phrase it. If you assume something, then you're right. The second side makes sense. You can't assume that Rabbi Yossi is right because of Chazakas. But if you phrase it differently, if you understand Kavanas HaTorah, is that you assume nothing. Torah said, well, you don't know what happened, you're blank, you have no clue, big question mark, I don't know what to do. So just behave according to the rules of Chazak and Meikar. So that the question of the Mishnah Lamelech depends on how you understand Chazak.
You have
Machlaikis. Which
Machlaikis?
Well, it's not a Machlaikis, it's the one who says Tvayis Lashon Rishon says, I'm positive Tvayis Lashon Rishon, so I don't go Basa Chazak. The one says Tvayis Lashon Nachman says, I'm positive Tvayis Lashon Nachman, so I don't want to go Basa Chazak. So then it's... He brings also a Ran, I think, by Nasan Huva Omrahi, by Kedushin, it's a Safik. If he gives a ring and she speaks, so it's a Safik, if that's a Kiddush. So the Ran is, why don't you go Basa Chazak to make her? And make her a Vaday Pnuya. She was a Pnuya. It was Nasanu, Vamrahi. So we don't know what the Aloch is. We know the Mitzias. Mitzias is 100% clear. He took the ring. She said, Harayani Mekudeshes Loch, Betabazu, and he put her in the ring. So Nasanu, Vamrahi, the Mitzias is clear. We don't know what's the din in such a case. So the Ranakin Kedushin says, why don't you go Basa Chazaka the Meikara? She started off a Pnuya, she's still a Pnuya. But the Mishnah Lamelech, by Sveika Dedina, we're not going to say Chazaka the Meikara. The Safik of Mitzias, so we have a right to assume that this is what happened. But in Safik Din, because Meikara, she's a Pnuya, therefore we are going to say, Nasan Ruv Amrahi is not a Kedushin? Makes sense. Whatever reasons we have to be misupit, we still have. So it's very good. You understand one side klar, and on this side you understand the other side klar, so argue it out. It's a very geschmack. I'll tell you what we think, even what the stifler says, but first I want you to know the Mishnah Lamelech. The way they quote the Mishnah Lamelech is that Sveika Dedina, you don't go Basa Chazaka the Meikar. His Lashon is more Lashon of Safik, but it's again Perek Zayin El Cheschiris, it's a Mishnah Lamelech klal, that by Sveika Dedina it makes no sense to go Basa Chazaka the Meikar, because you can't pass in a halacha based on Chazaka. Now the stipler in Bava Metzia Siman Yud Aleph, I think it's always Gimel, I didn't jot down. The stipler in Siman Yud Aleph, which today's shir is basically the stipler in Bava Metzia Siman Yud Aleph, but there in the middle, he writes in brackets, I'll explain the Mishnah Lamelech Safik to you. He quotes the Mishnah Lamelech in context. Then he writes in brackets, I'll explain to you what it means. There's a Gemara in Yavam Islam et Aleph, which has a Shaila, if Treva Tzvei Sveka D'Araisa, or if Treva Tzvei Sveka D'Rabbana. What's Pshat in the Machloikis? Treva Tzvei Sveka D'Araisa Sveka D'Rabbana. It's like the stipler, what we said yesterday. What's the Pshat? Sveka D'Araisa means no Chazakis. You don't go Basa Chazak. Tzveke de Rabbanan means min haTorah you do go basa chazaka. What's the machloik? Is it trey v'trey you go basa chazaka? So zok the Steitler, what we said yesterday. If chazaka is a birer, if chazaka is mevarer, then trey v'trey you do not go basa chazaka. If chazaka is hanhogas hasfekis, then by trey v'trey you do go basa chazaka. Which means the man the armor trey v'trey speke d'iraisa must be. He understands you don't go basa chazaka by trey v'trey. Must be he holds that chazaka is a bearer, and by trey v'trey, because of the old rule of trey kameya, doesn't help any new bearer. So the man the armor trey v'trey speke d'iraisa holds chazaka is a bearer. On the other hand, the man the armor trey v'trey speke d'rabbanan holds you do go basa chazaka min haTorah, and since you go basa chazaka, I trey kameya must be chazaka is just hanhagas hasfekis, what you do in cases of sfekis. Zok the Steipler, the Mishnah Lamelas Claire should be tali in these two tzadim. The Mishnah Lamelas Claire, if by sfeika the dina you go basa chazaka, should depend Kashtus on the two tzadim. If you hold trey v'trey sekedai raisa, meaning you hold that chazaka is a bearer, and you can't go bas a bearer by trey v'trey, then what should be the din in a case of sveka d'dina? We have no trey v'trey. The safik in din, so then chazaka can't be mevara, safik in din. Chazaka is not going to pass in. The din is nasan hu v'amrihi enim kadeshes, because she's the starter of a penuyah. We all understand it makes no sense to be mevarer what the din is based on chazaka. Everybody understands. If there's machlekes b'sil meshamai, chazaka can't say that b'sil is right or meshamai is right. If it has to be mevarer, zok the Steipler, that's the tzad of the Mishnah Melech, then it does not work by sake of the din. On the other hand, if you say trey v'trey sekedei rabbanan, which means that in a Torah you do go basa chazaka, even by trey v'trey. So we're learning the whole time. If you hold trey v'trey sekedei rabbanan, you go basa chazaka because chazaka is not a bearer, not a bearer. It just tells you what to do when you're mesupik. If so, by speaking the dina, the same thing, chazaka could tell you what to do. It's not mevara the safik. It's not mevara the silum beshanai. It's not mevara the teiku of nasnu b'amrihi. It's just Moshe Rabbeinu told us that when you don't know what to do at the end of the day, if you're totally 50-50, you don't know what to do, so you know what to do. Go to chazaka beikar. So nasnu b'amrihi is a safik, so let it live up to you. This is the Mishnah Lamelech. And this Steipler is actually Chem de Shloimei, he brings, excuse me, from the Chem de Shloimei in the beginning of the Tshuva Shechei Chem de Shloimei, that he says this has been the Mishnah Lamelech. So I think this is the Hagdama for the, what we're going to learn now. It's another one of the Klolin in Dini Chazak and Meikar. Speke the Dina, what do you do? An interesting ending there. In the end of the Mishnah Lamelech, he wonders what's a bigger Safik? A Teiko in the Gemara? Or a Machloikis that you don't have a Psak? What's a bigger Safik? If the Gemara says Teiko, or if there's a Machloikis two Tanoim? Same thing. That's what he says. He says, Teiku is a gapaskin to Safik. Teiku, the Shas is telling us, till the end of the days we won't know. Teiku is gapaskin to Safik. The Machlaikis is not a gapaskin to Safik. It's I'm a Safik. He writes. Gamina, oh, good. It's not Gamina for Kimli. And there's a din in Dine Mamidis that if you and I have a din Torah, and our din Torah depends on a machlaikis, let's say the Machaber and the Shach, so the Mochzik has a right to say Kimli like this and the other. Kimli like the Machaber. Kimli like the Shach. When I was Chayshim Mishpat, I didn't understand it. I was Chayshim Mishpat before I got Tzvicha. Probably before most of you were born. I learned that I didn't understand Kimli. I still don't understand Kimli. You have somebody standing in front of you. He has a din Torah. It's Machlokes the Shach and the Machaber. So here this fellow says, okay, Kimli like the Shach. I say, no, the Shach's against you. Oh, he says, okay, so Kimli like the Machaber. And he doesn't know the Machaber. He doesn't know the Shach. He doesn't know the Lamdas. But he has a right in Bezdin to say, Kimli like the Shita. He can't pick a Mi'iri somewhere, but it's a Shita on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. A Mozik has a right to say Kimli. Good thing to know. You go to Bezdin, have it. What? There has to be a bar beyond which you can't say Kimli. Alright, so the Bezdin will have to be that. It's not in halacha. It says you can say Kimli like Tadas Yafit. That's the lashon. Today, Bati Dinim will not allow a person to say Kimli because you've got on a computer and do a search and find Zepser Rabbeinu Menayach and Hilchis Yom Kippurim that has to do with Dinim Mamon. That wouldn't allow such a thing. But alright, whatever the rule is. But a person can not only have to say Kimli. I can have one din Torah with you. I say Kimli like the Shach. Then I can have a din Torah with someone else. I can say Kimli like the Machaber, and I'm allowed to do it. It doesn't say Yerei Shemayim shouldn't do it. It says the Mammon, you're allowed to say Kimli like one sheet. If you're Mosek, the Mosek say Kimli. So the Mishnah Lamelech says that you can say Kimli on a Machlaikis. Can't say Kimli on a Teiku. If the Gemara says Teiku, I don't know how to paskin. So you can't say, oh, Kimli like one side. Gemara says, it's not Kimli like one side. So you can't say Kimli on a Teiku. So therefore, the Mishnah Lamelech is done. What? I don't understand this. I don't understand.
Kimli.
Yes.
Is it Kimli or Kimli
on a Teiku? It sounds like. See, usually most of it's going to win anyway by a Teiku. But what he's saying is that you can't use a taina of Kimli. If you would need it, you can't use a taina of Kimli. Bein Hashmoshes itself, it pashes this machlokes metzias. There's one man, the other man, the Gemara, who says that Bein Hashmoshes is a metzias of Sofi Yom Sofi Laila. But we Neman, and I think all the Pesach Neman, that there's a certain minute of Laila, and we're not sure where in the period of dusk where it is. So then it's the Sofi metzias. Okay, so this is the Mishnah Melech, and I think it's the Dvarim Berurim. Now we move to the next piece of Gemara. Our goal is to get to Barshatya, but let's try to, as best we can, we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. Tosis has a different shot in the Gemara, because there are obvious problems with Rashi. Let's see. What's the Gemara talking about? Gemara is trying to figure out why the Mishnah didn't have a case of Safik Harav Lai, Safik Harav Lai by Gerish. Gemara said there is no such case. Gemara said, what do you mean? It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Gittin. In Gittin there's a case of Safik Harav Lai, Safik Harav Lai by a Get. So what are you telling me that it doesn't make sense in the Mishnah? And they're both talking Li Chalitza. Because Megresha and Megresha, as the Gemara said, was Li Chalitza. So Li Chalitza, you have two Mishnahs. Our Mishnah, which leaves out Safik Karav Lai by Gerishin. Yana Mishnah, which does talk about Safik Karav Lai or Mesa Mesa by Gerishin. So Gemara says the two Mishnahs are different. That's what we're learning. Let's see Gemara inside. Rabba Rav Yosef Dabri Tavayu, Ach Mishnah Kiti Eidim Askina, Ach Zimeres Karav Lai, Ach Zimeres Karav Lai, Dabri Sveke De Reisa. As who's the Bar Pluk, the Mandi Yomar, Sveke De Reisa, Rabba Rav Yosef. Okay, we'll try to remember their names. It comes up soon. Rabbi Rav Yosef holds Sveka Dereisa. Masis Nehacha B'Kat Achas. Now, just Taich Kat Achas. Kat Achas. Taich. Kat. achas, one set. A set of witnesses. What is the kat achas saying? The machlekes here, Rashi and the Rashi. Rashi says kat achas means one says karev lai, one says karev lai. That's Rashi's taich of kat achas. One says it was karev lai, one says it was karev lai. And they're positive. Each one is positive. The Rashba is, it can't be. If you only have one aid on a get, it's zichah posel a get. Aid is looking, you may begin. It can't be you only have one aid on the get, saying it was karav lo. So the Rashba says, cannot be. It can't be a case of suffix, of kadachas, meaning one against one. It's a shtak akasha, I'm not answering. Yeah, but then you don't, because even if the Rabbi Shlomo knows that it was karev law, but since you only have one witness that saw it, the second witness didn't see karev law. He says he saw karev law. But how can we make it again if there's no two people who saw again? How could Bezal Paskin till they have to wait? Even if the Bezal Paskin, if I would ask this man, are they Shiva Gureshes, the man would say no. Why would they pass the Karev law? What? If they're not sure, you see, the Rashba learns that way. The Rashba learns that they're not sure. Two Edom come, katachas means two Edom, they say we're not sure. So he spoke out earlier that kat Edom, they don't have to know what they saw. And they saw, he threw it to her, and you measure, you figure out if it was karav lai, tell the best. So that's the way the Rashba learns. Rashi learns one in one. Maybe like Shamshi's saying, Rashi holds that the one who said it was karav lai, he saw everything, just he's making a mistake in shouting up. If we would know his car of law, he would be an A. Maybe. But anyway, this is my question. This Rashi, the Rashba, Taich Kadachas. It's a big nafkamina for what we spoke about a while ago. How much Edom have to know? Because the Rashba is a Chiddush. That Edom that are Mesupik could be called Edom Kedushin. So that's this Rashba. But our component, the Gemara goes on. What did Rabbi and Rabbi Yisus just say? Trev and Trev say, they rise. And that Mishnah is talking, Mishnei Kitei Edom. Our Mishnah is talking, B'katachas. So it's a different case. You can't ask to steer the two. That was the Sveikah Durabanan. Katachas is a Sveikah Durabanan. Nobody, everyone agrees with Shtelach Hazal. Frankly, Gemara back, the Maidim is listening to all about the Katachas. How do you know our Mishnah is talking Katachas to be the Kiddushin? Hey, Kiddushin is talking in one card. Dilma bebeis kitei edim. Maybe our Mishnah is also two kitei edim. So that's Gemara, what do you mean? He beis kitei edim. They're two kitei edim. Let her do yibum. She has edim to rely on. But Tosfos says, this is a shvara havamim. That by trade to trade, tisiyabim. And then Rashi learns, it's the havamim. Tisiyabim of kaklum. So the Gemara, kaini edim, kami kar of lach, amers tisiyabim, edim of kaklum. When you talk about trade to trade, she can go do yibum. It could be in a sarva. Besu, the makshin asks, b'shtei kitei edim nami, sveke derabon mi. Dami ukechei lai dishay, dishay gerim yachas kasei. So, who's talking here? Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava are going to be the Bar Pluktis of Rabba and the Yomid Beis. Abaye and Rava say Sveikah Derabanan. So we have Rabba of Rabbi Yosef hold Sveikah Deraisa. Abaye and Rava hold Sveikah Derabanan. Midin Dehavi and this say the Bar Shatya. Now Bar Shatya is an easy case. Bar Shatya is Oven Yichsi. By that, everyone agrees Bar Shatya did a sale of Nechasim at a certain time. But also Beitrei Vamikshu Cholim Zavin, also Beitrei Vamikshu Shaita Zavin. Two Edom say he was fine when he sold it. Two Edom say he was a Shaita. And the Mechira of a Shaita is nothing. So there, the Marikama. So we see from there, Svekid Rabbanan. Why do we see Svekid Rabbanan? Because we see that the Natayru, Kiachas Kase. This is the Gemara. What is major about Barshatya? The Gemara has just done has just opened up a brand new area to Chazakis and to Trey Betray that we didn't talk about. And that is, till now, Chazakis were in cases of a Metzias. Where you have a question of what happened, and there was an original Metzias and a later Metzias. Now, we're talking about Mamon. We're talking now about Mamonis. We all know how Maitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Is that Maitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya a din of Chazaka de Meikara? Possible. You need Chazaka de Meikara to say Maitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya? It's a good question. Let's think it through. Chazaka de Meikara we learn from. We know Chazaka de Meikara from. Zeras. Gezeres HaKosev. Let's say there would be no Gezeres HaKosev. Would Hametzi Mechaveir Olav Araya make sense? No? Hametzi Mechaveir Olav Araya make sense? What does Gemara say? You don't remember? Gemara says, how do you know Hametzi Mechaveir Olav Araya? So Gemara wants to bring a Pasuk. So Gemara says, Lamali Kra, Pasuk Svaru. Who needs Pasukim? Hametzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. It's logical. I have something, you want to take it from me? So Poshit Hamaiti Mechaveri Olav Araya has zero to do with Chazaka de Meikara, no? Okay, we can get into an argument. If there would be Chazaka de Meikara, should we go on the status or should we go on the Karka status? So we can argue about it. But I'm talking the typical case. I say, "Hayav Araya." My word against your word. We go to the Torah. I say, "You do owe me money." Say, "I don't owe me money." The pesach is, "You don't know." I'm saying, "Hayav Araya." Do I need Chazaka de Meikara for that? Pashtus, no. Pashtus, don't need Chazaka de Meikara. It's Amayzi Hayav Araya. Don't do Gezeres HaKosev. And that's the truth. The truth is, everybody has to agree at the minimum that Amayzi Mechaveir Olav Araya does not need Chazaka de Meikara. You don't have to come out there as the main car if I'm into the override. The Gemara says, that we can argue if I'm into the override is also a Chazaka de Meikara, to figure out Nafkaminis maybe, but certainly I'm into the override by itself doesn't need it. So we have a problem in the Gemara. What's the Gemara bringing Nasi de Barshatya? Trey betray. I'll tell you, Trey Betray, Mazel Baraya. And the Mela, Trey Betray, keeps it. What's that to do with the second one? Let's say you come and you say, I sold you something. And I say, I didn't. Then you mask him, it's Mazel Baraya. Now, if the man says, I sold it to you when I was a shaita, he's saying, I didn't sell it to you. Same thing. He's explaining why I didn't sell it to you. Yutaka did a kinyan suda or whatever you did with me, but at that time, I was a shaita, or I was a cotton, whatever. In the bottom line, it would seem to be a regular case of Mishlavel Varaya. Let's figure out some difference. Is that this Gemara needs something of a Hesber? There is a Shaila in Hamaisi Mechaveh Olav Araya, in understanding Hamaisi Mechaveh Olav Araya. The Chemda Shlaimai in his Tshuvah Siman Aleph declares, if Hamaitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Araya makes something yours, or it's just left there until it'll be mavur and it's not yours. Let's say you and I have a din Torah over a lulav. Now let's say I'm not calling you a liar, I'm not calling me a liar. We both agree that the lulav, this happened with the lulav. We go to Bezdin, does this kinyan work by a lulav? Let's say. So Bezdin says, we're mesupik, we don't know. So they say, I'm myself, I'm a liar. Is that lulav mine? Does a mason a chaver of a raya make it shalai? A lulav has to be mine. If it's suffik mine, I can't do a mitzvah. Suffik a raya still chumra. So the question is, by a mason a chaver of a raya, by a mason a chaver of a raya, does it become mine? Let's say you and I go to the store, and you buy an esrog and I buy an esrog. You buy a container of milk and I buy a container of milk. And I'm carrying it home. We have both of them in the same bag. And one of them, through an oinus, breaks. So I'm left holding one. So who's broke? I say yours broke. You say mine broke. I don't know who's broke. You don't know who's broke. So whose container of milk broke? They look identical. So Bezin says, I'm the one holding the bag. So it's my milk. If he wants the milk, he has to take it from me. Two friends can have the argument, right? I'm not going to bother going to Bezin over a container of milk. Here's a bottle of schnapps. Yeah. So one of them broke and one didn't. They're identical. So I keep it. Claire, the chemda shleimai, is that bottle vadai mine? If I would go and be mekadesh and isha with it, is it a kedushin? Well, I would say it's a suffic kedushin. Because I don't know if it's mine. Just amazo varaya means leave it status quo. Don't do anything if you don't know. Never say munach only biyad shalosh. Two people gave pekadim mamashli. She gave pekadim to someone. Zayvishli. Then you say munach. But if one of the baladinim is a muzik, you never say munach. Someone finds an aveda, you say munach. This one says shalosh. In effect, that's the klar. Yeah, the klar is when I hold it, is it shalai? Or is it just a different type of yaimunah? Then it says, we can't do anything, we'll leave it by you. Eventually, if we ever find out, we'll be in a battle. So the Chemda Shlaimai was bothered by a suffix. And by a stira, two sugyas of shas, and he wrote a letter to the Nesivis to ask him what to do. He asked him the psak. He said, I have a stira. There's one place in shas where it's mashal by Sechavel Varaya, Yishalai. There's one place in Shas that basically Chavera Alvarai is not Shalai, it's a Stira. What's the Pesach? So this Nesivis wrote him a letter back. That letter is printed in Shas Tshuvas Chemda Shleimai Simin Beis. So Simin Aleph is a Safik, and Simin Beis is Nesivis' answer. And the answer, the first Stira, is as follows. This all was all brought also in the Stipler, in Bava Tzir, the name of the Simin, Bava Tzir, Simin Yad Aleph, the Stipler, is Hamaytzi Mechaveirei Olav Haraya Haim Nasa Shaloi. Shaloi in quotation marks. This question. Gemara number one, the Gemara is in Bava Tzir Davav. As you all know, there's a Sugya, Tokfai Kayin, Mitzir Miyadai, Haim Mitzir Miyadai. Tokfei Kayin is by a Safik Bechar, which you don't have to give a Kayin. Tokfei Kayin, the Kayin grabs it, it's a Shailun the Gemara. You might see it, or he might see it, we pass the Tfisa of the Hell. That's Machlech in the Gemara. If Tokfei Kayin might see it, I see the other, he might see it, I see the other. It's one of the hardest sugis in Shas. I remember I learned it by Rebbe Chazan here in the Yeshiva. He did the sugya quickly. Not only quickly for nowadays, quickly for those days. He did it maybe in 2 days. The answer was he asked him why he did it in 2 days. Why didn't he? There's a Shvara Rambam there, and there's a lot of Torah. So he said, there's so much Torah on it that at the end of the day, we don't know the answer. So they spent 2 weeks not knowing the answer. So they spent 2 days, he learned Sheetz HaRishayim, and then we went back to him. Wouldn't wash today. But anyway, there's a Sugya Tafikayim. And the Gemara there says, Loitam Andiyama, Tafakayim, that Maitsirai Semiyadai. The Safik Bechar. The Kayim grabbed it. The Mandiyama, Tfisa doesn't help. Tfisa Lachshna, but a Safik. How can it help? You can't have rules like that. You grab? So here, I'm a farmer. I have animals. I have a Safik Bechar. The Kayan grabbed it, they gave it back to me. Why did you give it to me? I had it, grabbing doesn't help. Now comes the end of the year, I have to give Meiser for my animals. So the Gemara says, Nichnosin Lidir Lihisasin. To give Meiser, I have to take this Safik Bechar, put it in the corral, and give Meiser from this Safik Bechar. Now, there's a rule by Bechar, Asiri Vadai Vilei Asiri Safik. Sveikis, you don't have to give Meiser on Sveikis. You only give Meiser on the Vadai. What does the Gemara say? I keep this animal because of the rule of Meitich Vayel Varaya. And then I could give Meiser. I'm going to give Meiser from it. We see it's mine B'Teres Vadai. Mine B'Teres Vadai. That's Gemara number one. So that Gemara says, "Hamaisvay Avaraya Ishalai B'Teres Vada." Gemara number two is Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph. So the Gemara there is in the sugya of Meicher Ba'in Yafa Meicher. The Gemara is a whole Arichus above Basra, a question of what's included in a sale. There's all kinds of cases. If I sell you a house, is the refrigerator included? Is the light fixture included? If I sell you a boat, are the oars included? If I sell you a field, are the trees included? Gemara has a Mishnah after Mishnah, what's included? The Gemara says, if I sell you trees, I'm selling you trees. Now I'm not selling you for lumber. I'm selling you a fruit tree. The Gemara says the following. If I sell you one tree, I'm not selling you karka. Now, I'm selling you the karka under the tree as long as the tree needs it. But you're not bailam on the karka. Gemara says, if I sell you three trees, then certainly the karka is included, so I'm selling you a field of trees. So I'm selling you the karka. If I sell you two trees, so that's a suffix in the Gemara. So here I am, I'm a meicher, you're a kaina. I sold you two trees. So what's going to happen? We go to Bezdin. I sold you two trees. You want the karka? What's Bezdin going to say? That I keep the karka, and you have the trees. Zakti Gemara Bava Basra. If on this karka I plant wheat, I plant pomegranates. I'm sorry, not me. If these two trees give off, not wheat, but the grapes or pomegranates, you, new buyer, gives bikurim from those trees. Misafik. What's a safik? You're only mechuyev to bring bikurim if you own the karka. What does it say in the Pasuk by Bikurim? Haaretz, Ashenasat Alonu, I think. Something like that. It's in the summer parashah, so nobody knows it. Winter parashah, we know. What? Reish is Bikurei Admosfa. Good. Reish is Bikurei Admosfa, Tavi Hashem Lekecha. So Reish is Bikurei Admosfa. So if it's not your karka, you don't have to give. So this fellow with the two trees, it says he brings Bikurim Masafik. Maybe they Kaira is Lashai Gemara. Means he brings Masafik, he brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't read the parasha. Every Safik is maybe they Kaira. Why can he be Kaira Masafik, Beis HaMikdash? Because they state it's a Safik. Zaktechem Deshleimai, we see there's no din of Hamaitim Echameo of Arayas Vadei Shalai. Because there, Hamaiti Bechamera of Araya means the karka goes to the Marikama. And the owner of the trees I would think Vadayo doesn't own the karka. Yet the Gemara says that it's a suffix. So it turns out we have a stira to Gemaras. Gemara above Mitzia and Hilchas Meiser says it's you give Meiser. Hamas Lava Raya is Vaday Shalai. Gemara above Basra, when it's talking about Bikurim, says it's not Vaday, it's a suffix Shalai by Hamas Lava Raya. So it's a stira, that's the Chemdash Lamas Kash. These two Gemaras. What? The Marikama is the most. So, but it's Vaday Shalai, then the tree owner shouldn't have to bring. There's no karka. Okay, I think that's what it says.
What
he has a right of Yanika. Calls man a Tiyanik, he can't pull away. Sounds like maybe an occur, it's a masupik and it's his character. We could check it out, but I may be wrong. I'm not fluent in Hilchos Bikurim, but I think that's a check. So now we have a stira, two sugyas as far as the dinim of Maitzachoy Alvaraya, the Chaloyona. Now, what we're going to do, the Sivis has a pshat, the Chemdeshloima has two pshat. The second of the Chemdash Lamas Pshat has to do with this Gemara. We're going to do it tomorrow in the Sivis's Pshat. We're going to jump to the Chemdash Lamas second Pshat. All of this is brought in that stipla of Amatziah Yod Aleph. And we're going to come to it. Now, there is a famous kasha. I'm just going to remind you of it. I think it has to do with this. Listen. There's a famous kasha. Vayamaisim echaverei olav araya. You and I have it in Torah. And again, it's not like you think I'm calling you a crook, you call me a crook. We're honest people, it's in Torah. I traded a para for a chamar, and the chamar was dead. We don't know if it died before or after. I don't have to be calling you a crook, you have to call me a crook. There's such a thing as honesty in a Torah. So Ben says, Vayamaisim echaverei, I could keep it. Kasha is, why shouldn't I say is an Avera in the Torah of Leisignai? It's also to steal, even by this. It's a Sufik Deiraisa of an Isolate Leisignai. So I don't want to keep this, I don't want to keep it. I'm keeping it to Sufik Barer. I keep it. Why don't I say Sufik Deiraisa Lachumra and I should give it back to you? What do you say? Question? Why don't we say Savdar Aslil Chumra? I don't want to be able to suffer to Zayla, so I'm going to give it back to you. Does that terrace make sense? Let's say I'm performing on him. So your terrace says there are two terrace, the Tumim and the Kriches HaSeikis. Yeah, which is which. One teretz, Naftali is saying, that's the teretz I didn't understand. Naftali is saying, let's say we're arguing over a chamar, with the case of a bottle of wine. One bottle of wine, carrying home two bottles of wine, or whiskey, whatever you like, and one breaks, and we don't know which is mine. Bezin says, you're holding it, it's yours. So why don't I say, Suffolk Leisignai, I'll give it to you. So the teretz is, because he also has a Suffolk Leisignai. I didn't understand that. What's after with me? I don't want to be able to signalize, so I'm going to give it to him. Now, if he's a frumi, he'll say, I also want to be able to signalize. I want to give it to me. Yeah, I'll make him sure. I don't know what we'll do. But what does it have to do? Maybe he'll say, either. What does it have to do with the kasha? The kasha was, how can I keep it? It's suffix my signature. Because maybe it's also a signature. What? See, I don't really want to be. If I want to be mindful, you'll be right. But the point is, let's say I don't want to be. I don't want to be mindful. I really want it if it's mine. The other approach is to say, "Hamaytim bechaverei olav arayas and din badei." I'm definitely not oivalei signai. Why? Maybe Rabbi Shalom knows it's his bottle of whiskey. I'm definitely not oivalei signai because I know the psak halacha is that it's vadei mine. That sounds like better. No? I think there's an exchange of letters between Rav Shachar and Rav Moshe when they were in the 20s. I wrote Rav Moshe's letters to Rav Shach are printed in the Igus Moshe. Rav Shach's letter to Rav Moshe, I don't know, maybe somewhere in Abiezer. But they argue over which of these terutzim is more, makes more sense. L'chaira, this depends on our nidai. If Hamaizel Chavei is a din vadai, I can have zichen not overlay signal. Or it's like a munach, I don't know. So tomorrow we return to the Torah.